The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station on a Friday. Woo-hoo! The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess. And I'm Cheedy.
Right. Oh, sorry, Cheedy.
Wow. Come on, right out the gate.
I'm so sorry. All over. All right, first talk back of the day.
Yo, what up, JV Show? This is Ulises from Plano, Texas. And I was just at Walmart the other day, and I had a Giants beanie on, and one of the coworkers came up to me, and he was all like, "Ooh, a Giants fan?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, I'm from San Mateo." I was like, "Man, no way." He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Man," in my head, I was like, "I know someone from San Mateo." But yeah, I wear a lot of Giants gear, so a lot of people from the Bay always come up to me and this and that. There's a lot of people from over there.
That's so cool.
A lot of people from the Bay out there in Plano, Texas.
Part of that exodus.
Yeah. Everyone's like, you know what's better than San Mateo? Plano, Texas. I'm just going to hop out there.
I feel like the food there is great.
Yeah. And are we number one there?
Oh, JV Show, really, of course, matters. Number one in Plano, Texas.
That's what you should have told the guy at Walmart. It's like, no-brainer. You probably are aware of my favorite morning show.
Yeah.
They're number one here.
Catch them on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah. All right, Cheedy's tweets. Now, Cheedy, you're with us Fridays. You tweet a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
I hate that I get hooked on these AI fruit dramas. What the hell is that?
Miss Peachy?
Miss Peachy, Watermelina. Like, there's so many.
Wait, I haven't seen those.
Start from the very beginning. What the hell is it?
Okay, so there's like these short videos on TikTok where it has these fruits like talking and they have like lives, and then majority of the time they like cheat on each other or like they throw their kid out, and it's just like, I don't know.
See, I get hooked on the cat ones.
Oh,
where it's like
the
cat families, and it's the meow meow.
Oh
meow,
yeah, it's just
we're like the mom cat accidentally like brews a stew and the baby cat goes in there.
Yeah. In. So it's just like that, but with fruits.
I wish everyone could see the look of horror on my face right now. I've never been so sad about the future of the world.
Yeah. The look on your face is very valid, Graham.
Society, we've just...
But you always watch, like, you cannot watch it.
You cannot watch it. Get outside and be a real human being.
That's a good point.
We're watching fruit, AI-generated fruit talk to each other?
It just
but it's like the cheating drama.
Yeah.
It's not real.
The paternity drama.
That's like listening
Who's
to that other
baby
radio
tomato
show.
Tomato is it?
Exactly. See, the drama is real, just the fruits aren't.
That's a great slogan for it. Yeah. I should use that.
That is. You should start making your own.
But I know.
Do they already use that? Did you just make that up?
I just made that up right
okay,
now.
Okay, that was good. That was really good. Aside from that, none of this is good. This is making me depressed. Let's move on. I want to start self-tanning. I cannot be this white when it comes to summertime. Racist, but okay.
No, I'm a bit pale. Like, if you see my legs, they are so pale. Like, I feel like they were, like, a whole different color than, like, the rest of my body.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't let them see the sunlight in the summertime. So that makes me want to self-tan.
So if they're never going to get they can't get a tan if they don't see the sunlight.
But they will when I start tanning, so that way I won't be afraid to wear shorts.
I see. You don't want to start wearing shorts because your legs are too white, racist. Mm-hmm. And then, but so you're going to just do some tanner, and then you can unleash the legs.
Yes.
I have the same issue, but it the math just ain't mathin'. Why are my legs so white, but like my stomach isn't? I'm not like walking around showing like my stomach. You know what I mean?
I'm tanning
my stomach. So it's like, why are my legs mind of its own, like whole different color?
Maybe Cheating, you should self-tan with Cheating.
Yes.
Does it make sense?
Okay, and so you're talking about like getting a spray tan?
Either tan. I don't know.
You mean like tanning outside?
Tan? No.
Oh.
I burn, so that won't even work for me.
That's like, good. That leads to a tan.
No, that's horrible for your skin.
Yeah, and I turn really red, and it's not. It doesn't look cute.
Okay,
so we're going to go. Are you going to go just apply some yourself, or are you going to go to the booth and stand there
and have someone
spray you?
Oh. That does really good spray tans.
Okay.
But you either got to be in a thong or naked.
It's just you and them, right? You're not standing in front of an audience.
Just you and them.
It feels awkward.
Yeah. They know you're Cheedy from the JV show also.
I went fully naked.
Why?
And
they know you're Selena from the JV show?
Yeah, she hooked it up.
Okay, so she's been telling everybody then.
So they tan you all up.
Yeah, do they get into the crevices and everything?
Everything.
Whoa, oh, wow. Come on, come on.
Hey, we're on the radio.
You don't want to miss a spot. You want to be evenly tanned.
Yeah, okay.
Are people really looking inside the crevice? Like, you're not as tan inside that crevice as the rest of you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't think the sun's supposed to get in there anyways, is it?
That's why they call it where the sun don't shine.
Thank you. I think that's fair. We got time for one
Let's do one more.
People at the grocery store need to walk with some pep in their step.
You guys, nothing.
Why are you talking about the elderly like that? Like, yeah. No, give them a break.
So it's not even.
It's just like a person on crutches. Oh my god! And Chidi's over here like raging.
No, we're all gonna get there one day, Chidi.
I've seen you walking around here at the office, Chidi. It's not. You're not exactly going at a sprint.
Well, wow, I try. I have little legs.
But go ahead.
I just feel like it's mostly families. They just take their time just walking, you know, across the aisles. I'm like, listen, I have places to be. I just need to grab this thing and go. But they take their time.
I feel like that at malls. It's like, get out of my way. Why are you walking so slow?
Yeah. In store, or you mean around like the concourse area?
Like the concourse.
Yeah.
Like, just move.
People are just killing time. They got nowhere to be. Yeah. Get out of the way. I agree. Sometimes I'm at the grocery store. I'm like, and people power their cart down right in the middle of the aisle.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing? Pull over to the side. The road rules should apply here. Drive on the right, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Even in the parking lot sometimes.
Yeah. But I will say, when you're shopping, particularly when you have kids and a family, and you're trying to plan out dinners and stuff, sometimes I stand there and my brain is like, the wheel is spinning there for a while. I'm like, what were the other things I needed? I can't remember. It takes away. I sometimes, you know, because there's just so much stuff you got to buy.
Yeah, but step off to the side if you're going to be doing something.
I agree. I know. I abide
the wheels are turning.
All the road rules, but most people don't.
Yeah.
But, Chidi, you just push them out of the way?
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially the person on crutches.
You're like, definitely. Yeah, move out my way.
All right, coming up next on the JV show, I saw this thing on Instagram and I've been like racking my brain trying to figure out what this means. I was hoping you guys could help me out.
Okay.
I'll read it to you coming up next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV show. This is Robert from Gilroy. Happy Friday. Hopefully your day's better than mine. I'm about an hour late to work, driving halfway to work, and trusted a fart, ended up not being a fart. Oh. Yep. That's how my day's going. Had to go back home, change, and let's get through it. Happy Friday, y'all.
There's no way. Why would you just admit that?
Yeah,
I would never. Robert from Gilroy. You don't say your name and your city at the start of the talkback. You can be anonymous on the talkback. Hey. But yeah, that is a great reminder for all the guys out there. Everybody out there, never trust
Graham,
a fart.
You said guys always keep an extra pair of underwear in your car. So what happened?
He probably burned through that pair yesterday on the way to work.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, but you should always keep an extra set in there.
All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
First of all, happy Friday the 13th. Ooh. Second of all, Giants fans, Fan Fest is tomorrow. Photo ops, autographs, exclusive access to different parts of the ballpark. Noon to 4 tomorrow, Oracle Park.
Let's go, Giants!
Woo-hoo.
All right, familiar face coming back to the 49ers. Yesterday, the team announced they're signing linebacker Dre Greenlaw to a one-year, $7.5 million contract after he was released this week by Denver. Greenlaw, hard-hitting fan favorite when he played for the Niners, but unfortunately, his most noteworthy moment with the team was when he tore his Achilles running out onto the field a couple years ago during the Super Bowl. Let's hope both he and Fred Warner are fully healthy this season and can return to being one of the best linebacker tandems in the league.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of clouds on this Friday morning. The sun will eventually come out. It's going to be a nice sunny day with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s again. Temperatures are going to slowly increase this weekend, and next week, 80s all around.
Whoa.
Oh. Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey.
Your day is going to be an 8 out of 10. You are in your social era today. Expect to be in the spotlight and soaking up all the love. Trust your instincts because the right people and moments are aligning for you. And all that inner work you've been doing is finally paying
off. Did you say soaking up?
I heard sucking up all the love.
Jess, are you going to be sucking up all the love this weekend?
No.
Are you sure?
No. None of that's happening.
All right. I saw this thing on Instagram and I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what it means. Can you guys help me out next?
Sure.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my gosh, it's your buddy Ivan from Newark. Happy Friday.
Woo!
But straight to business. Since I know Graham, Selena, and Jess are going to forget, Chidi, have you gone on a tattoo?
Great question.
If you remember, it was a couple weeks ago, one of Chidi's tweets was about that she had made an appointment to get a tattoo. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that appointment date was. So now, Chidi, answer the question.
Okay, you guys, I have not gotten a tattoo yet.
Did the appointment come and go and you just didn't go?
No, I got ghosted by the person that I wanted to get a tattoo by. So I made the appointment and then my cousin wanted to go and get the tattoo with me because she wanted to get one too. So I asked if we could put it together, the same appointment, never responded back and then just ghosted me. And I was like, hey, any updates? Like how much will it cost? Nothing. So
and the date has come and gone.
It has come and gone.
So you were supposed to be tatted up by now.
Yeah.
Are you looking at other tattoo artists? I mean, there's like...
I know there's plenty.
More than one.
Yeah, but I have to save a little bit of money because tattoos are kind of expensive.
Got you.
Yeah. I got a buddy named Lil Steve. He'll give you one in the alleyway behind the Best Buy.
Yeah.
Over there.
Great work, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great work. Okay.
It's and way cheaper than everybody else. Oh. Consider it.
Okay.
All right, so I saw this post on Instagram. It was one of those things that, like, somebody reposted, and it just had ended up on my, like, For You page, basically. And I'm having trouble understanding what it means exactly, so I'm just looking for a little bit of help from my friends here in studio, Chidi, Jess, and Graham. Somebody posted, if you do lashes, please try, by all means, not to DJ before our appointment. And I just don't get it. Like, we know a lot of DJs. Like, what's wrong if somebody has a DJ gig?
Oh, my God.
You do lashes. Hey, read it one more time.
If you do lashes, please try by all means not to DJ before our appointments.
Wow.
It's, because your fingers are all roughed up
from the ones and twos.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, we know a lot of DJs. I've never seen Magic Matt with some roughed up fingers.
Yeah, because it's all on a computer. They don't do anything.
I mean, because it's like, you're going to be so tired from your previous gig.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, your previous gig.
Oh, you'll be tired. It's going to be up late, possibly hungover, and you'll mess up the lashes.
Yeah. Right. You won't have a very steady hand.
What did you think it was at first, Selena?
I honestly didn't know. I was just like, what's wrong with being a DJ?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I guess nothing unless you're doing lashes right after.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Hey.
Maybe they're talking about the downstairs DJ.
Oh, wait a second.
The hand's got a smell.
Oh, my gosh.
Where new fear unlocked.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Selena, aren't you glad that you get them done by a robot sometimes?
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yes. They're not doing that.
I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about whether or not the robot washed their hands or not.
Oh, my God. I also...
That's how you get pink eye.
I heard something else, but I don't know if it's appropriate for this.
Uh-oh. Yeah, let it out. It's Friday.
I saw another nail tech post.
Okay.
That... Oh, I don't know how to say this.
Delicately?
I'm going to try. I saw another nail tech post that if you, let's say you DJ sometimes, right?
Okay.
And then you go in to...
Talking about real DJing again?
No!
Okay.
Yes. Wink, wink, no.
Got it.
So if you like DJ sometimes and then you go and get your nails done as they're like using the little like machine or whatever. Mm-hmm. What is that called? The little thing that like scrapes off the gel.
The filer?
Yeah, but not like the handheld one, like the electric one.
Right. Electric filer.
As they're doing that and they're getting, you know, they're getting down under the gel and doing that, you know, smells from everything that you touch that's seeped into those nails coming out.
And becomes airborne at that point. Cause it's
I don't know if that's true. No, that's just what I saw one person say.
Hey, we're on the radio. Yeah.
I know, we're on the radio. You made me say it.
But don't you think, like, let's just say, like, you were eating some barbecue ribs or whatever, and you wash your hands a bunch of times. You smell your hands the next day, they still smell like that. So I'm assuming that's up under your nail bed or whatever, and they start grinding that. And next thing you know, you smell the barbecue sauce. So if you're playing the dance,
smelling your DJ equipment.
Downstairs DJ. It's like, wait, are we at a nail place on the wharf right now? Why are all these seagulls outside?
Did someone order a seafood boil? Yeah. Anyone?
I thought we were getting our nails done. Why are we at the crab bucket?
All right. I knew I could come to you guys for help. Thank you so much.
No problem, buddy. I don't think we figured it out, but maybe. We might have.
Next on the JV show, Jess, you wanted to talk about, we're only in March, but you want to talk about the song of the summer for 2026. Is this your prediction or something that you've been seeing?
This is my prediction. It's not necessarily about the exact song of the summer, but who's going to have the song of the summer.
Oh. All right. So we're going to talk about that next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV show. The city set from Walnut Creek. It's Friday, baby. Yeah.
real quick, that guy just shared way TMI. Whoa. Oh, my. Okay. Yeah. So, hey, you guys. Will I see you guys at the St. Patrick's Parade tomorrow? Let me know. Let's go to the Irish pub and get wasted, baby. Yeah. No rigor.
Wait, that sounds like so much fun.
No rigor.
Yeah, is all the St. Patrick's this weekend?
I didn't even realize that, but I guess so because it's on, is it on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
That was fast. Wow.
Okay, so yeah, I guess
so. Everything's going on this weekend.
And there must be the parade in the city must be happening this weekend. And Seti said, referencing, if you missed it, go back and podcast it. One of our listeners left us a talk back that he trusted a fart on the way to work, and we all know how that story ends.
God. Oh, no. Did not need to know that, but thank you to Robert from Gilroy. Yeah. If you're in Gilroy, know Robert, check on him.
Yeah.
All right, Jess, what do you have?
Make sure he's marked safe.
I want to talk about who I think is not only the it girl for the moment right now, but I think this artist is, I'm predicting, locking it in, that she will probably have the song of the summer. So have you guys heard of Zara Larsson?
Yeah.
Heard of, okay.
I feel like she has had a major rebrand. She's been in the music game for a while, but she has had a major rebrand as of the past maybe like either 6 months to a year.
Okay.
And she, first of all, fashion on point. She is like rocking the Y2K look. I did also put up some of her recent looks on our Instagram story because she just is that girl, you guys.
I mean, she's cute. She's the one, remember, we talked about, well, I think it was her. We talked about, her shading Chris Brown in like a cosmopolitan like Q&A type of thing,
and she has a similar
she's cute but I'm not familiar with her music enough.
Okay
yeah, what's the Zara Larsson song that everybody listening would know?
Lush Life is the song that at every single show of hers now, she will bring somebody up on stage and they will do the Lush Life dance together. And that also blew up. Wait, Graham, we have to teach you the Lush Life dance.
Are me and Graham just out of touch?
I don't know what the Lush Life
is. Okay, are me and Graham just out of touch?
Yeah.
Okay, or why am I the only one that knows about this?
I mean, I've seen like her grabbing headlines lately for stuff she said and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that like she was the it girl for the summer and like,
again, my prediction is that she's going to come out with some new music, and then
her latest song, is it Stateside?
Oh yeah, that one. What do you think of that one? Pink Panthers. I like that one as well.
I feel like we've actually played that.
Yeah, we have played that a lot.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, like, look out for her because she really is. I think she's the it girl right now.
Jess is calling it right now.
I'm calling it.
Gonna be
I wish
the next
you guys
big thing.
Knew more.
I'm also seeing here that she is from. She's from Sweden.
Oh, Sweden! Yeah. Isn't that the beer?
Yeah. And you know what? I love her vibe, too, because I will see her in TikTok comments all the time. Like, she'll be responding to all her fans. Oh, yeah. Like she...
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her vibe.
That's very... Oh, my God, Graham.
Oh, gosh.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean by that?
I was looking at our Instagram stories to see her looks, L-E-W-K, and, like, she's got some good looks.
She does.
Yeah, her outfits are really cute.
Isn't that the Sweden? She's from Sweden.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Graton Resort and Casino. Looking for more than a job? Graton Resort and Casino's Career Fair, March 18th at 10 a.m. Apply now at GratonCareers.com.
So Ray J has fired back at Kim K and Kris Jenner, just to get everybody all caught up to speed. Do you guys remember when Ray said that Kim and Kris needed to be investigated by the feds for worse crimes than Diddy? Yeah, and then that caused Kim and Kris to file a defamation lawsuit. Ray fired back with all these counterclaims, one of them being that Kris orchestrated the sex tape release and then violated a settlement agreement by talking about the tape when no parties were supposed to. And then earlier this week, we talked about this part yesterday, earlier this week, Kim and Kris filed declarations stating that they had nothing to do with the release of the tape and they are tired of being harassed by Ray and accused of doing so. Now Ray has fired back, saying that Kim and Kris completely lied under oath about that part, that they did have everything to do with the release of the tape, and he wants them prosecuted for lying under oath. What does happen if you lie under oath? Like, they have to prove it? Do you get, like, do you get charged for that?
Yeah, I mean, you can face charges, contempt of court. I don't know how they, what they lay down there, but yes, you, if you, it's proven that you're lying under oath, you, that's a whole separate issue, yeah.
Interesting.
This feels like something they wouldn't be able to prove, though.
I feel like if they were able to prove, if somebody was able to prove it, it would have come out.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
For sure. It's a longstanding rumor. Part of me does believe it. Yeah. But I do. But again, I don't know if it's anything that could ever be proven because of contracts and confidentiality. And Vivid, the company that put out the tape that, like, you know, distributed it, you know, all they have said from the very beginning is that they got it from a third party.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Conveniently. This just fell onto our lap. Let me ask you a court question because you always see you put your hand on the Bible. I swear, do you swear to tell the whole truth, you know, so help you God or whatever?
Yep.
Nothing but the truth, so help you God. As an atheist, does that not apply to me? Because, like, I don't believe in any of this stuff. I don't believe in God. So, like, am I allowed to just say whatever I want freely?
Or... I guess. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Or put your hand on, like, a science book.
Okay. Yeah, like
a
science textbook.
Yeah.
Of, like, facts.
Cheaty. You got something to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, I really feel bad for Kim because not only did she have to deal with Kanye, but now she has to deal with Ray J. And it's just,
I know,
like,
and he just won't go away.
Yeah.
Did you guys see any of Alyssa Liu's celebration yesterday?
Yes.
I saw some live stream. Clips on social media. It looked awesome.
It looks so cool. For those who don't know, Oakland threw this major celebration to celebrate her and her Olympic win. It was emceed by Sway. How?
Sway.
Sway was there. Obviously, a Bay Area legend. G-Eazy was there. P-Lo, Kehlani, and Steph Curry even sent in a video message congratulating Alyssa on her win. And she got
super
a key to
cool.
the city.
Oh, wow.
She got a key to the city?
She got a key to the city.
It doesn't actually open anything.
No. Symbolic key to the city,
yeah.
I guess.
But that's
still very cool for her.
Still very cool. Shout out to everybody that showed up yesterday because the 7,000 tickets, again, I didn't know that was supposed to be a ticketed thing. They kind of didn't say that in advance, but I guess everyone knew that, and everybody snatched up those tickets fast. And then I'm sure there were a lot of other people that showed up, and a lot of people tuned in for the stream. That was such a cool, like, do you know of any other Olympic athlete that came home to that kind of homecoming? I have seen nothing like this anywhere in the United States, but there's something about how much pride she had in Oakland and how much she represented Oakland and appreciated all the support she was getting from everybody
Very
in the
cool.
Bay Area that I think just sort of, this was just like, it was kind of magic, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else came home to this, any of our other Olympic athletes came home to this kind of a celebration. I'm sure
I also think a lot
honored,
of people gravitated
like
towards her and this entire thing because there's just so much negativity out there right now. This is something that's like a feel-good moment, happy, positive. So I think that also...
Totally.
You know, just makes people more interested.
Yeah.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, so we talked about this recently on the show, how the bird flu was spreading rapidly amongst the population of elephant seals that congregate annually at Año Nuevo State Park Beach, which is north of Santa Cruz. They think an infected seabird probably somehow infected one of those elephant seals. And then this virus, because it is very opportunistic and can infect species of a very wide range. It's not just a bird flu. It obviously can infect humans as well. Well, sadly, 30 elephant seals died there last month alone. And there are other of them. They have at least 16 more positive cases that they've tested. Again, these are just the elephant seals that they have tested. So, but they're noticing a lot more sick creatures, unfortunately. They had to close and cancel tourist access to that area. It's a very popular tourist attraction to see all the elephant seals congregating there. Well, now researchers confirmed that it has also spread to other marine mammals. They've confirmed a positive case in a sea lion and one southern sea otter. So the otters are even getting it. And that one's kind of a scary one because the southern sea otter is a endangered species. So they're worried about it spreading amongst that population. They also said that they can confirm that the virus has continued to expand to other nearby public beaches. So if you are going to the beach, they say, and there's any sort of dead or sick marine mammal or bird, don't go near it. Don't touch it. Just stay away. Leave it alone. Stay away from it because this a virus is very contagious. And again, humans can get it. I mean, you're going to get more like flu-like symptoms, but it is incredibly dangerous for all these marine mammals. And this is kind of a sad situation.
It is. And the weather is going to be so nice next week. A lot of people are going to be going to the beach.
Yep.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So stay back.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that update, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we kick off our What the Bleep game, Jess made a prediction. She said Zara Larsson is going to have the song of the summer.
Yes.
She is that new.
She's the it girl.
It girl. Right. She's blowing up.
Happy Friday, guys. Speaking of Zara Larsson, I love her, Jess. Check out her song Never Forget You. That's my favorite. I believe it's like on the same album as Lush Life, but that's another good one to check out.
Okay, again, these are songs from 2018, 2017.
Yeah, she has a lot of songs that are blowing up now that she released years ago.
That's got to feel good as an artist. Like, yeah, nobody really cared back then. All of a sudden, everybody cares. Mm-hmm.
This is Joseph from San Jose. Jess, our sweet, sweet, optimistic Jess. I have to disagree with you. Zara Larsson has been around for over 10 years, and I think she's just one of those artists that's going to always float around the D-list celebrity category. But, I mean, I hope you prove me wrong, but I don't see it happening.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Any
shots fired at
response
Zara
to her being a D-list celebrity?
Listen, with the rebrand that she's had, I believe in her to step out of that D-list list.
I feel like, okay, and this is someone who's, I'm not familiar with her music.
Okay.
But it's like all the things that I've seen of her in the news as of late hasn't even been about her music. It's like the remarks that she's making to people on social media, things that she's saying in interviews, those crazy things that is going to catch people's attention. It's not necessarily about her music.
Smart marketing.
But I have seen the music side on TikTok. So I don't know if it's maybe the younger generation, Gen Zers. That's why it hasn't gotten to you oldies yet.
Okay, well, I'm only 28 and a half.
Yeah, I'm only 28 and a half. I'm younger than you.
No, I get that. TikTok does dictate a lot of like what is, you know, the hot song now. So I get it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Henry from Houston. Come on, JV Show. You guys have heard of Zara Larsson. You know, Alyssa Liu performed to her song Stateside, the one that went viral, the one that goes, "Boots, that's my ego boost." You've heard of her.
Yes,
I didn't recognize it from that, but no, obviously we've heard of her. We know of her. I just like I couldn't pick a song of hers off the top of my head. That,
right?
Like, oh, what's your favorite Zara Larsson song? And let me sing one. Boots with the boots, whatever
the
he said.
Fur.
Like, yeah, that's. I
but
just
not
don't know.
Yet.
Not yet, I guess.
All right, we'll see. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Despite what I thought I might do someday, I have never once gotten together with my guy friends and taken out my to show it to them.
I don't believe it.
I think you ladies
think that we all do that. Like, I think you ladies get together and have pillow fights, and I think you think all guys get together and whip them out.
We do.
Yeah, what we else don't. Are you doing at Herbert Camp?
We don't. We, we're playing cornhole.
Right.
And also playing that game cornhole with the beanbags.
Right. Yeah. Or the ring toss, but...
Oh, my God.
Whoa. This is a family show. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be.
That's what Jess fantasizes about.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, no.
Lucky them. No. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show. Yes. Sickos, your guess must be something PG. When you've got that guess, leave it on the talkback mic, like Selena said. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly in order to win this JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Despite what I thought I might do someday, I have never once gotten together with my guy friends and taken out my to show it to them.
I don't believe that for a second.
And I don't want to see theirs either. I have zero interest.
You're not curious?
Not even curious in the slightest. I just don't want to see it.
When you were playing sports, because I feel like guys are just like, nah, who cares?
I don't know. There's, we never like, no. That's, what are we talking about?
You used to play water polo, right?
Uh-huh.
And you weren't like, even you weren't like.
Kept the Speedos on in the showers.
What are we talking about? Yeah, but you glance.
At the Speedo?
Yes.
I mean, maybe if it crosses into your field of vision. But I'm not over there looking.
Let's go to your guesses. You've been caught red-handed. Looking.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Missy from Union City, and I believe the bleeped out word is photos.
Photos.
That's a great guess. Yeah, I don't. Well, sometimes you do on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. Like, look at my latest selfie.
Yeah, check me out.
Good morning, JV Show. Yeah, Vita from Daly City. I think that the bleeped out word is wallet.
Sometimes you want to show them that fat stack of cash
rolling
in there.
And dough. Check this out, boys. Uh-huh.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mocha from Sunnyvale. I was thinking that the bleeped out word is the word tools, like handy tools. Have a great day, guys. Happy Friday.
I feel like that's something you would do.
No, I don't care.
Check out this saw I just got.
Come into my garage, check out my new miter saw.
Yeah.
Like, no, nobody cares. And also, I don't, if you're a dude, I don't want to see your tools either. Like, okay. Don't care.
All right, if you have a different guess, you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, make sure to leave it now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Gonna play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep on this Friday, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly in order to win this JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, you want to leave your guess on the Talkback mic. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Despite what I thought I might do someday, I have never once gotten together with my guy friends and taken out my to show it to them.
Liar, but okay. Let's go to your talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Julie from Bay Point. I think the missing word is paycheck. Have a great day.
Whoa. Have you ever compared paychecks with your boys?
Nope.
Would you ever?
I mean, we've talked about, ballpark figures of like some salary stuff before with friends, but never like been like, this is exactly what I make.
Do you compare or show like winnings?
Oh yeah, like gambling.
So why are paychecks so like taboo?
You tell me. Would you share your paycheck with any of your friends?
No, absolutely not. But like,
okay,
why
so
is
then
that?
Then answer me that question. There is a big movement. A lot of people want to push for more transparency there because it would help people in their own companies being compensated properly or not. It should be something that's more of an open discussion, but it is one of those things that we are so tight-lipped about.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori and Morgan Hill, and my guess is trophies. Have a great day.
Bye. Trophies.
Come check out my case of trophies. Hey, this is the soccer trophy that I won when I was in the fifth grade, second place.
Do you have any of your old trophies?
No, of course not. What for?
I don't know. It's for funsies.
to show people.
Show your kids, nobody
wants to see your trophy unless it's a World Series trophy or something like that. You know what I mean? Otherwise, why do I care?
I guess.
Hi, this is Yolanda calling from Livermore, and my guess is muscles. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, okay, Graham, you cannot tell me you and your boys don't show off your muscles to each other.
I mean, that's all we do is work out just to get in the best shape for Herbert Camp just so you can win that year's flex off. Are you kidding me? Of course.
But seriously.
What do you mean?
So you guys do that?
Well, we're river rafting all day. Everybody sees each other's muscles. Like, we're swimming all day.
But are you deliberately like, check out my gains?
I keep it. You compliment each other like, dang, you're like looking good, like you're in great shape.
Wow. We have another talk back here.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, JV Show. This is Misty from Union City. My second guess would be yearbooks.
And what do we think about that one?
Ooh, there it is. Okay, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
Despite what I thought I might do someday, I have never once gotten together with my guy friends and taken out my yearbook to show it to them. Okay, now it was yearbook, not plural, but on this Friday, and that was the only guess that came in.
We're a little more lenient on Fridays, I've noticed.
I've noticed too, but also because there was not other people that had gotten that word correctly. Yearbook. Have you guys ever gotten together with your friends and brought out your yearbook?
Never.
No.
Definitely not.
I don't even have my yearbooks.
You don't?
Really?
I don't know where they are. My mom always tries to give me stuff from like my childhood and like, yeah, me growing up. And like, I don't want it. I'm like, you keep it to remember me by. Like what am I going to do with it?
Like, turns out she doesn't give a fart about it either.
I guess not. She tries to give it to me and she comes over sometimes with like bags of stuff, like clothes from when I was like a baby. Like, I don't, what am I supposed to do with this?
It belongs to you. And if I was her, I wouldn't want to store your junk either.
You're supposed to keep it.
No, that's your job.
It's your job. You're the mom.
She can keep the macaroni art that you made in kindergarten, but like when you, your high school yearbook, stuff like that, like that's on you. You got to store that junk.
Well, I don't.
I have a box with all my stuff on it. I have a bin in my garage. It's just labeled Graham High School. And it's a bunch of stuff from high school and yearbooks and stuff like that. How many times have I gone in there to look at them? All of zero.
But it's nice to have
there just in case.
Mm-hmm. Someday, you know what? I am going to whip them out. But not with my buddies. They don't want to see that.
Yeah,
they don't
care.
With your kids to be like, this is who I was.
There you go. Maybe they would be interested.
Yeah.
Maybe Kate would want to see
that. I was going to say, I think your wife would want to see.
I don't think she gives a fart.
I think she would. Like, I would want to see my husband's.
Oh.
For what?
Just see what he looked like. Like how he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
I think that's like the only thing.
What if it's like pictures of him and like his high school girlfriend voted cutest couple?
Oh, then I'm ripping that page out and it is going into a fire pit.
I was voted funniest.
Really? Oh,
of course you had to.
What do you mean, Jess is like, really? I'm sorry, yeah, that's what I was voted. I didn't get the pick.
All right, so no shout outs to give this morning.
Well, just one.
Just that just one.
Yeah. Just Misty in Union City. Misty, nice job, Misty.
Well, thank you, everybody, for playing. We are going to do it again Monday morning here on The JV Show. Same time, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. How's it going?
It's going good.
Nice. We are happy to hear that. What do you have planned for the weekend?
Just party. I'm a gender keeper, so I'm excited for that.
Ooh. Oh, snap. So much pressure.
Yeah, you want to tell us?
Yeah, you can tell us. We won't tell anyone.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Nah, nobody listens to this show, but okay. Bridget, well, you're on this morning to play the Yup Nope game. It's for your chance to win.
Tickets for Gabriel Iglesias.
You just have to answer 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct, which I know you can do. So let's get it started. Here's question number 1. Brussels sprouts are named after Brussels, the capital city of what European country?
Oh, my. I don't know.
Take a guess. Maybe just name your favorite European country.
I'm probably going to be wrong then. Spain? Maybe I'm wrong.
Not Spain.
Belgium.
Belgium.
Brussels. Belgium.
Brussels, Belgium. Brussels is the capital there. Do you guys know it's Brussels sprouts?
No, I thought it was Brussels.
It's not.
What?
Look that up. I had Brussels my mind blown sprouts. Yesterday sprouts? When creating
I don't like it.
That question. It's Brussels sprouts. They used to grow them there, I guess, a lot way back in the day. All right, we all learned something. All right, question number 2. What sport involves players hitting a shuttlecock, careful, over a net with a racket?
I don't even watch sports.
You don't. Nobody
watches.
Did
we all have to do this in PE though at some point?
Nobody watches this sport.
Oh,
I hope
it,
not.
Is it? I feel like I'm wrong. Is it tennis?
Oh.
No, in that sport they hit a tennis ball back and forth over the net. This is badminton, is what we were looking for.
Yes.
Badminton.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's not going well for you, but that's okay.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Question number 3. The Pony Express used a relay of horses and riders across the American West to deliver what?
Oh, no.
Wait, can you repeat that question again?
Sorry. Yeah, the Pony Express, they used a relay of horses and riders across the American West. What were they delivering?
Oh my gosh, I'm like the worst person to play.
Bridget!
Come on.
What gets delivered?
No.
Well, what were they delivering? Like
ponies.
Grapefruits.
Oh my gosh. Mail.
They were delivering the mail. The mail. Pony Express. That was my nickname in college. All right,
ew.
I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is
so little.
This is not good. This is not good. No, because how fast it went. This is not going well. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. If you don't get this question, you will be the first holy horrible trivia of 2026.
Oh, no. Bridget, I'm not going to let that happen. Lock in.
Question number 4. Oh, Usain Bolt holds a couple of sprinting world records and won 8 gold Olympic medals for what country? Usain Bolt.
You got this.
She don't got this.
Oh my gosh, that may be the person. I may be the person.
Believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lock in.
Oh, yeah, this is so hard.
Just take a guess.
Take a guess. It's your only shot.
Pick a country.
Favorite country. Oh, but I feel like I'm going to be wrong either way.
You are. Say something or I'm going to hit you with the nope. You're out of time.
I guess. I don't know. United States? I don't know.
Oh, no. Usain Bolt was from Jamaica. Is from Jamaica. He's still alive.
Oh,
my God. I don't know how else to say this other than to say, holy horrible trivia!
Bridget, I apologize.
Oh, no.
Okay, you can redeem yourself by answering this next question. Mm-hmm. Is it a boy?
Okay.
Nope.
We stressed her out from the very beginning, yeah. So it's our fault, really.
Bridget, well, thank you for being on and playing honestly. You know, not everybody wins, and that's okay.
Yes, I appreciate
we hope you
playing
fun.
Honestly.
Don't hang up. Just hang on there and have a great weekend. All right, Graham, before you get to your DM.
Mark that in your calendars, everybody. We made it all the way to March 13th yes. before our first Holy Horrible Trivia of the year. Unless I'm forgetting one, but I think that was the first one.
I think
that
was it.
Yeah.
Before you get to your DM shout-outs.
Good morning, happy Friday, JV Show. It's Yvette from Pittsburgh. I just wanted to leave a happy birthday shout-out for my mom, Melissa. She's turning 56 this year, so happy birthday to her. Bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday. Woo, 56, woo. That's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
Never say a woman's age, right, Selena?
Never.
Okay.
Unless they're 26 and a half.
Yeah, or 28 and a half. All right, I got some DMs here. First one, good morning, JV Show crew. It's Baby Boo Boo Bear's 8th birthday on Sunday. Happy birthday to Liam O. We can't wait to celebrate you this weekend in Santa Cruz. We love you so much. Never stop being you. You're the coolest, most creative, and definitely energetic kid I know, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Bestie, love mom. Yes, happy birthday to Baby Boo Boo Bear, Liam.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, can you give my son a belated birthday shout out? Yesterday was Logan's 9th birthday. That's from mom, dad, and Mason, who's his big brother. Yes, happy birthday, woo! Logan. I hope you had a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, please help us wish our hockey loving boy Jacob a 12th birthday and best of luck this playoff weekend. We are forever cheering you on. Love you, mom and dad. Let's go. Number 34. Must be his number. All right. Happy birthday, Jacob.
Who gives a fart?
He's not turning 34. He's turning right. 12. Number 34.
Yeah.
Hi, mommy sliding through again.
Oh, my mommy.
Can you wish our future MLB player, my son Bentley, a happy 9th birthday? We love you so much and are so proud of the smart little man you are growing up to be. Can't wait to celebrate you this weekend at Urban Air. Love mom, dad, and baby sis. Urban Air is woo! Like a trampoline park or something?
Yes.
Nice. Have fun there, Bentley. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
JV Show. I'm a longtime listener since the doghouse days. Could you please give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Myra Rose, who's turning 8 years old on Saturday. She's beautiful, smart, creative, and has a huge heart. We're proud of her every day. Happy birthday, princess. Love, Cynthia and Chris from Daly City. Thank you, guys. Yes. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham. I was hoping you'd give a shout out to my mom, Nav, because it's her 48th birthday today. She deserves the whole world because she is the best mom in the whole world besides Huda. And I couldn't have asked for a better mamacita.
I'm a mommy.
And I'm so grateful to be her son. Yes. Happy birthday, mom.
Who gives a fuck?
Here, would it be possible to give a shout out to my firstborn child, Lupita Sanchez, today? It would mean the world to us. We listen every day on the way to school. Lupita is turning 18 and she is a student athlete with a GPA over 4.0. Woo. Look at you. And an excellent older sister. And she's beautiful inside and out. I'm so proud of her accomplishments. She'll be attending Santa Clara University to become a special needs teacher. Mommy loves you always.
Love that. Mommy.
That's amazing. Awesome. Happy birthday,
who
Lupita.
Gives a fart?
One final one. Good morning, Graham. This is Kathleen from Stockton. By the way, I just checked and the JV Show is number one in Stockton. Yeah, we've been number one there for a while. Love that place. Can you please wish my son Cameron, aka B, 27th birthday. We all love you. We're so proud of you. Always know your mom loves you. Thank you, Graham. Yes. Happy birthday to Cameron. Hope you have a great
woo!
Birthday weekend.
Happy
who
birthday!
Gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Melody from San Jose. I just have a random question. What is that mommy playback that you keep using? I miss out that part, so I don't get the joke. Can you maybe explain it? Thank you. Bye.
Okay, great question. We play this this drop.
I'm a mommy.
We play it a lot when anybody says they're a mommy mm-hmm. in my DMs. And ladies, care to explain the origin of that? Because I'm even blanking on it at the moment.
Love Island.
Yeah. Love Island, yes. That's from a very viral moment from this yes. past season of Love Island. And we just loved, I don't know, whatever. We just loved the sound of it. So there's really no joke to get. It's just that, you know.
I'm a mommy.
That's where it came
I'm
from.
I'm a mommy.
You know, so anytime anyone ever says mommy on the show,
yeah.
expect to hear that.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Louisa from Mountain View. Just wanting to ask if the Holy Horrible Trivia lady could come back on Monday and let us know what the gender is. I'm going to be waiting all weekend. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
People are now invested in yes. Holy Horrible yes. Trivia. Her name is Bridget, right?
Yes.
Yeah. In Bridget's story now. Now people are invested in it. Lots of talkbacks. We don't have time to play them all, but everybody almost universally blaming what a combination of the questions being hard this morning, why she went 0-for-4 on them, but also that it's Friday the 13th. And that.
Oh. Oh, and just, Mercury is still in retrograde.
Yeah, so like she didn't stand a chance,
right.
basically.
No, sorry to say, but that's the truth.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
So people think that the feud between Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney is still going strong. Now, again, if you missed it, there were previous reports that they were at odds, all stemming from Sydney's American Eagle ad. Remember the one where jeans are passed down?
From generation to generation. Yeah. My jeans are blue.
Many people interpreted her, you know, her jeans are blue, as in blue eyes, blonde hair. Mm-hmm. So then we had rumors that Zendaya didn't appreciate that stance too much. It felt like Sydney never genuinely apologized for how it made so many other people feel. Anyways, fast forward to now. They've been working on this latest season of Euphoria, which I think comes out next month. I don't know if you guys saw this behind-the-scenes photo that they posted this week. It's Zendaya and a few of her other co-stars. Noticeably absent, though, is Sydney Sweeney, and people think it's because of the feud. Remember, they were saying that they could not stand to be near each other. They wouldn't do press together. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't do red carpets. They wouldn't pose for photos together. They think it's because that. Now, there are inside sources saying, no, this is just an innocent, you know, behind-the-scenes shot. They just happened to be there and hanging out and snapped a picture together. Sydney just happened to not be there.
Sure.
What do you guys think?
There's something there.
I feel like there is something there.
Yeah.
There's a little something. Maybe it's not a huge something, but there's something.
Yeah. Even if they squashed it, which I do believe that they did. I mean, you still have to be cordial at the end of the day. You guys are working on it. On the show, you're going to have run-ins. And maybe there was a conversation and they kind of put it behind them, but I still feel there's like lingering feelings.
I also heard another rumor that she was liking tweets about Tom Holland. So there was some rumors
Sydney
going on.
Was?
Yeah. So
it gets messier. Yep. The plot thickens. By the way, the new season of Euphoria, it does come out, let me see here, April 12th.
Oh my God, it's almost here.
If you're only on season one, episode 2, like I am, get to watching. You got a lot of things to make up for.
How much do I have to watch? I'm still on season one, episode 1.
You got a few seasons. Two seasons? Oh, I think it's is this only the third season?
This is the third season.
Oh, I thought this was the fourth. Either way, start watching now to get all caught up. All right, so authorities think the Nancy Guthrie abductor, could strike again.
Ooh.
Listen to what the sheriff told NBC. We believe we know why he did this, and we believe that it was targeted. I thought we all already kind of thought that, but whatever.
Yeah.
He continued, we're not 100% sure of that, so it would be silly to tell people, yeah, don't worry about it. You're not a target. He continued, don't think for a minute that because it happened to the Guthrie family, you're safe. No, keep your wits about you. From day one, we had some strong beliefs about what happened, and those beliefs haven't diminished. I don't think he should be sending everyone else into a panic.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but like, I mean,
I think it's... In that community.
Is it fair to warn the public just to remain vigilant? I mean, it's just...
I mean, yes.
This whole thing is just so bizarre that, like, I think if you had asked us when this story first broke... If they would have caught somebody now by this much time elapsed, I think we all would have been like, yes. And
they've
seen the guy on a doorbell camera and there's actual, you know, some physical evidence and stuff like that. Like, I think we all would have thought this thing would be resolved. I'm shocked it has not.
They really, I don't know what they did to screw this case up, but somehow they dropped the ball. Because what? Who gets away with a crime like this in 2026?
Mm-hmm. If somebody was extremely well planned and diligent about it, I guess you can. But it is tough to get away with a crime, given all the technology and stuff
crazy.
In 2026.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
The future is officially here, you guys. The future is here. Yesterday, Joby Aviation successfully completed a demo flight of their air taxi here in the Bay Area. Picture like sort of like an oversized drone-looking thing that can ferry you around from place to place. At least that's the future that Joby sees. They say this is a really exciting moment for the future of commuting, hopefully here in the Bay Area at some point. Again, they've got to get a lot of FAA approvals and stuff like that, but they are beginning to ramp up production and manufacturing of their air taxi. And yesterday it buzzed around, took off in Oakland, flew around like over by the Golden Gate Bridge and flew around. This thing's pretty cool. It's little looking. I mean, I'm telling you, it looks like a little drone. Right now it's set up for one pilot and up to four passengers. And what would normally take you maybe on Bay Area roads an hour to get somewhere, this thing can do in 10 minutes. So you just buzz
Imagine
right over traffic.
Getting up to Graton Resort and Casino in 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Maybe even less than it would just take
I would love that. I'm also going to need that for Bottle Rock if I can
that would be nice.
That. That'd be great.
This thing is pretty cool. They say they are expected to begin operations in the next couple months in other states, unfortunately, Arizona, Florida, Idaho, and some others. And not I don't see California on this list, but they are based here. So I know their ultimate goal is to be buzzing people around here. And they said they want to keep costs low. They say that they aim for the cost of a ride on here to be the same as getting an Uber Black. So they want this thing to be accessible to everyone and see these air taxis buzzing people all over. And of course, in the future, they will be exploring autonomous operations without a pilot on board.
I don't know if I trust that.
I don't know. Sometimes it... We've ridden around in a Waymo before. This is a Waymo in the sky, essentially, is what the future is.
I don't want that.
It will be the future. Just
buckle up for it.
Dude, if I could have an air taxi take me to work every day.
Oh my God, that'd be so nice. Nap.
It'd be
a short nap, though.
Very short nap.
Dang it.
But that'd be great.
All right. Well, thank you, Grammy. Next on the JV show, I have a proposal to make.
Okay.
Okay.
To Chidi. I'm not like proposing to Chidi, but But I have a proposal for you, and I'll explain next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV show. It's Loopy here. Just wanted to say, yay, it's over. It's true. The rumors are true. It's finally over. I want to say thank you to all of you guys, honestly, for playing all my talkbacks. You know, the word got out. Community heard. And that's, you know, what it is. It's everyone kind of getting together and making our voices heard. So thank you guys so much.
And we're going to Hawaii.
Yes, we are today. Thanks, guys.
This would be nice.
That's our buddy Lupe from the East Bay. She's a teacher in the Dublin Unified School District. Yes, we have been talking about it all week, and she's there to announce, if you didn't know what she was talking about there, the Dublin teacher strike is over! Woo! Last night they reached a tentative agreement. They've been on strike since Monday. I'm so glad this thing did not stretch through the weekend. And yes, a lot of people very happy about this. And that's great news. And I'm so glad the teachers are getting, hopefully, a deal that they are really happy and satisfied with.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
That's good news on this Friday.
And love it.
Have fun in Hawaii.
But the strike is over. Does that mean you get your butt back to work? Now you're going to Hawaii?
First vacation. Yeah. And I'm not mad at that. Mm-hmm. Graham, yesterday you told us about Chipotle's BOGO deal, which is today.
Happening today for 3 to 4 p.m. If you are tatted like a Chipotle bag, you can get buy one, any entree, and get the second one free, as long as it's equal or lesser value, of course.
You just got to go in there showing off your...
Show your tats.
Showing off your tattoo.
And it didn't have to be, you pointed this out yesterday, Selena, the company let everyone know, it doesn't have to be a real tattoo. So if you're like me, you don't have any tattoos, you can put a temporary tattoo on, stick one on there, or you could even draw one on, show them that, boom, you get the deal.
Yes, which leads me to my proposal for Chidi.
Why does Chidi look so scared right now?
I don't know, why are you so scared?
Because you guys
you're
were
so
talking,
sweaty.
Don't you love Chipotle like everybody else?
I do.
Okay.
But where is this going?
I mean, hopefully to you going down to Chipotle and getting something for free. So I don't know why you're so anxious about what I'm about to say.
Can you just say it?
Here's the challenge I'd like to lay out for you.
Okay.
One of us draws on a fake tattoo, obviously. You go into Chipotle, and then you take advantage of this really amazing BOGO deal between $3 and $4 a gram.
Yep.
So you can get a free burrito or, you know, whatever it is you want. But it's going to be one of the tattoo ideas that we come up with.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate?
And we each have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the ideas?
I mean, my idea yesterday was the Mike Tyson face tattoo. And Selena's like, Mike Tyson has a face tattoo? I'm like, you didn't know he has a face tattoo?
I thought you meant like somebody has a famous tattoo of Mike Tyson's face. And I was like, what?
No. I was talking about the one that goes around his left eye or whatever eye that is.
We've each brought a tattoo idea to the show. We're going to lay it out for you. We'll just discuss which one we think is best. My idea is you get a tattoo that says, I have constipation.
Oh, my God.
That's one of...
I have constipation.
My God. Oh, geez. Most popular drops.
Or you get like a little DJ set.
No.
Like a little downstairs DJ.
No. The other thing that Chidi loves.
No.
Playing the downstairs DJ.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Music. Yeah, they might think you're just a real DJ. No big deal.
Yeah, I could say downstairs DJ for life or something. We'll do it in Old English.
Yeah.
Across your back.
You guys, I have work later. I cannot do that.
Okay, and then mine, obviously, is just, it's very simple. Two words. Free Diddy.
Oh, no.
Heck no.
Of course, and we have numerous Sharpies here in studio, we're all pretty great artists.
Yes.
And I think that seems like a pretty fair little challenge there. Plus, you're getting some delicious food out of the deal.
And we get a picture of you with your free food, the tattoo, and then you, that will be like your photo from home Monday, even though you won't physically be here.
No.
You
can... I have constipation. The only thing that does suck is I do have work later, so I won't get the free Chipotle from that time anyway.
Oh.
That sucks.
Do you think she's making that up?
No, right now, I do have. You guys could catch me, you know, Dutch Bros, Walmart, that area.
In Dixon?
In Dixon.
I'm going to need a JV Show listener to travel there today to the Dutch Bros in Dixon to verify this.
If I had to pick, though, I would choose I have constipation.
Really?
I have constipation.
Seriously?
That was going to be the thing about the challenge, that you weren't going to get to pick. Oh, like, really, it was going to be us. And then you either accept or don't accept the challenge.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Where would this tattoo be?
Like on your arm or something?
Yeah, forearm.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Make it easy for you to show the employees.
Yeah, just show it. Cover it back up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have constipation.
Do you accept?
I accept.
Yes!
Well, but she can't go. But she can't go at that time.
She just accepted, meaning she can't. She was trying to talk her way out of it.
No, I really can't, but I'll do the tattoo. Like, I do have work.
That takes all the fun out of it.
So you still can't go down to Chipotle, but you'll let us draw a tattoo on you that says Free Diddy?
If that's what it's pulled off the...
Yeah, but I'm taking Chidi's side here. She shouldn't have to do it then. She's just got to go to work.
That's a good point.
I mean, that's funny that your coworkers are going to see that.
You can't stop by a Chipotle on your way into work and like...
I mean, I could try.
What's your work schedule today? I'm going to call your manager.
Yeah, we need to make sure this is accurate.
It's 3 to 9:15
p.m. Oh my gosh. Conveniently starts at 3.
Yeah, right at 3. You know it really starts at 4:30, but...
No. Like, but you guys can do it.
We'll talk about it.
Takes the fun out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Took the wind out of our sails, Chidi, on this Friday.
Really quick.
Oh my gosh.
You guys are never going to believe what my hypothetical teenage daughter told me.
I've never even heard of this.
Thank you.
Concept of a daughter.
I know. Apparently, the new thing is girls taking lip liner and like dabbing some under their eyes and like rubbing it in, spreading it to create like the illusion of darker under eye circles.
Oh my gosh.
Like to make you look making yourself look tired.
Yes.
Wow.
I thought we were trying to do the opposite of that.
That's what I thought. But that if that's like the thing now, I mean, we all have that.
Yeah, we
all naturally. So, but can you? This is what this is the look they're trying to achieve. Like my mind was blown. She's like, yeah, girls at school, just like people in general. Like this is what people do.
So it's not like look at me, I was out all night. This is the makeup from last night look. Like, you know, your makeup's all smudged.
No,
it's like
a
legit, like you're trying to blend it in to really make it look like us.
Yeah.
To make yourself look like you're a morning radio personality.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good news for us.
Isn't that weird?
We're on trend. And ours are permanent.
We are on trend. Yeah. I guess it's easier for us.
Who comes up with these things?
I don't know, but I'm not here for this.
Me either. I mean, I'm rocking the look right now.
Right. So embrace it. You should be fully bought in.
I know.
What in the world?
Is this the weirdest thing?
Why would you actively want to make yourself look more tired? Everything we do in our life, from cosmetic surgery to makeup, is to do the opposite. All right, well, makes it easier getting ready.
Yeah.
I mean, the trends always come circle around.
When was looking tired ever a trend?
That's a good point.
Right.
I don't think it ever was.
That means it's trending right now and it's going to circle back around in 20 years from now.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
What's next?
Oh, don't say it.
Our Chug Bowl game is next.
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we go to John, who is on hold to play our Chug Wheel game.
Hey guys, this is Amber from Fairfield, and I heard about the new dark eye trend. Look, these teenage girls don't need makeup. All they need to do is come to my house, hang out with my 6-year-old for about a week. Give it a couple days, actually. And let me tell you, they will have the dark eye trend on 100. Bye. Have a good day.
Yeah, if you really want to look tired, instead of putting my hypothetical daughter, and I say that because I'm not allowed to talk about her on the air, said that, yeah, girls are now putting, like, they're dabbing, like, lip liner under their eyes and, you know, spreading that around so they look tired in under eye circles. Just, like, don't sleep.
Yeah.
Don't you want it to be more natural?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Easy fixes. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so you're playing our Chug Bowl game. You sound a little too excited. I'm going to need you to tone that.
tone that down just a little bit.
All right. So, John, our Chug Wheel game, for those who are not familiar, we sent Jess out to the streets, and she stopped a random person there, asked them 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We are going to stop down, and if you, John, can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. Once you get to 4 points, we are going to have to draw names here in the studio, and one of us is spinning and chugging something off the Chug Wheel. Graham, what is on the Chug Wheel this week?
On this morning's JV Show, a Chug Wheel, we have peppercini juice, nacho cheese, banana ketchup, mackerel fish brine, still stinking there on the wheel. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. We cannot, the JV Show chef cannot unload this hearty winter stew, which is sort of a beef and barley. And then this week's featured item on the wheel is the brew from my Socceroos, which it's on the wheel already. It's in ink. Yes. The brew, I used a coffee pot in the maker. We talked about this a lot last week because the ladies threw a fit that I was brew from my underoos before, which was the underwear. So I brewed up a fresh batch from my Socceroos, which is just, it's just a clean pair of socks in the coffee machine.
That's,
you guys,
disgusting.
It's not that big of a deal. The look on Selena, the look on Selena's
I
face right now.
We discussed this and we're not putting our health at risk for this.
That's not a health risk. It's boiling water. I don't know. It's sanity. It sanitized it.
That's an HR violation.
And the socks were clean. Also, dealer's choice space on the wheel. You land on that.
I thought dealer's choice was going to be in the same spot as the brew, whatever, because then we could pick.
Well, yeah, if you land on dealer's choice, you can pick. Pick something different if you don't want to drink the brew from my Socceroos.
There's nothing good on the wheel. What are we going to pick?
Well, that's the point of the JV Show Chug Wheel. No. So dealer's choice, I would pick the brew from my Socceroos because I'll be honest with you, it's probably just going
to
taste
like an old coffee machine. John, let's figure out who Jess talked to.
Hi, I'm Ribhav. I'm from India and I live in Sunnyvale right now.
Okay. John, are you ready? Here's question number one.
Yep.
Listen up.
FanFest is this weekend. Do you think the San Francisco Giants will make the playoffs this season?
What do you think he said?
I am going to say yes. 100%. I totally believe in them.
Aww. Okay.
One correct. Hot start for John. Let's go to the next question.
How many speeding tickets have you ever gotten? 0, 1 to 3, or more than 3?
John, what do you think Ribhav said there?
I am going to say 0. None.
It was not looking good for us.
That's too correct.
What are the chances? Like, who doesn't get speeding tickets?
Me.
I haven't had one.
What? Oh, my God.
Selena, how many you've had?
I don't know.
So you would have selected the last option?
Next question.
More?
Have you ever broken a bone?
What do you think he said? Yes or no?
Yes. Never.
Nope. Okay.
All bones intact over there.
All right.
All right, next question.
Can you name one current member of the JV show?
John, what do you think he said?
I'm going to say no. No.
All right, current scoreboard 3 for John and 1 for our side.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Are you a night shower, a morning shower, or do you do both?
What do you think he said, John?
John's like, I don't shower at all.
I don't like your evil laugh.
Yeah. Give us an answer.
Pick one, John.
I'm going to say night. Both.
Both? Anybody in here, John included, anybody a both shower, night and morning?
Sometimes.
I switch it up.
It depends.
Okay. That didn't help narrow it down. Sometimes, maybe. It depends. Okay. Yeah. All right. Got it. Okay. Next question.
Do you always wear something green on St. Patrick's Day?
John, what do you think he said? Always wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's
go.
That's it. That's 4.
John,
let's go.
Why? I thought we were friends.
Let's go.
We didn't get that.
Let's go.
Come on. All right.
Oh, my God.
You seem a little too happy over there. Like, simmer down. Okay. It ain't that serious.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you guys recognize my voice, but it is a big time.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
Tone it down.
Dial it back,
relax.
Bro. Go have a great weekend.
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
Who cares?
Yeah. You want a chug mug?
I mean, a chug mug, sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
Guess what? You suck.
John, good talking. You good, John? You good? How's life?
Yes. Oh, it's pretty good. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys a question.
No, we don't have time for that, John. We got to move on.
Oh. Guess what? You suck.
Quickly, John, what's your question?
Well, it can't be on air.
Okay. Like, no, we got time for that, John. Come on.
Hang on. I wanted to ask you something, but I can't ask you.
But I can't. I know I'm on air right now, but I got to ask you something, but it can't be on air. No.
Chidi's about to draw names.
Oh, no. Come on.
Oh, my God.
I thought we were going to make a comeback in that game.
I was hoping today was not going to be.
My palms are sweaty right now. Mom's spaghetti is so bad.
There's going to be vomit on your sweater already in a minute.
No.
I can't do it. She's opening it up. It's there. It's there.
She's laughing. She's laughing.
She's laughing so hard. What is it?
Yes!
Oh, wait. That's not good for me.
That presents an interesting...
Oh, no.
That's not great for me.
For our buddy Selena, because I do have a get-out-of-chug-free card.
Okay. Right. And we'll discuss that next. Oh, my God. If you're not up to date on what's been going on. So don't go anywhere. But I'm scared for me too. Oh God, this is not good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. We have to recap this entire chug wheel ordeal. A few weeks back, I believe it was Valentine's Day weekend.
Yep.
I got picked to spin the chug wheel and do some chugging. Landed on
spicy hot sauce.
Pain is good hot sauce.
And Graham knows better than anyone, I cannot do spicy. And the panic that I was in, like, I had to go straight to my son's TK class right after to volunteer. And I was like, I cannot have diarrhea in the middle of this. Like, I just can't. Yeah. I can't chug this. Graham was a real one. He stepped up. He offered to do the chug for me.
I proposed a trade.
A bit of a trade to where if he were ever chosen to spin the chug wheel, he can then put that on me and I would do the chug for him whenever he felt.
So I've got a get out of chug free card sitting in my pocket right now. Now, my name was chosen this morning in our JV Show Chug Wheel game because we lost and I'm about to spin the chug wheel. But knowing that I have that, it does feel good knowing that I have.
Option. Does it have to be this chug? It can be one later down the road, but it's an option for you.
And so on this morning's chug wheel, there are a few items that I think I would use that card on. Let's go over what is on this morning's wheel before I spin it. All right, we have peppercini juice, nacho cheese, banana ketchup, mackerel fish brine. That's one of those things, Selena. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. It's a hearty beef and barley soup. We have dealer's choice. You land on that. You can pick whatever you want. And then we have this week's featured item, which is brew from my soccer ruse. I made brewed up a pot of coffee from my...
And you wouldn't make your buddy Selena do that,
pair
right?
of socks in there.
I'm your friend.
No, I'm not scared of the brew from my soccer ruse. I mean, they're my socks, right? I mean...
Of course, you would drink that.
Because the ladies threw a fit last week about the brew from my underoos. All right, I'm going to spin this wheel and find out what I will be chugging, potentially Selena.
I can't look.
Oh, I'm nervous about this. I did a practice spin a minute ago, and I got nacho cheese, which I can't decide if that's one of those things.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. Sorry. Without further ado, I will now spin the JV Show chug wheel. Wheel is in motion, and it is now slowing down, and it has landed on dealer's choice. And, Selena, I will not be using my Get Out of Chug Free card, and this morning I will be selecting brew from my soccer
ruse. What is wrong with you? This is some form of cannibalism.
This is good because you're taking it out of the chug wheel.
This is good.
Yeah, you guys are excited. That is the easiest thing to chug on there. It's just some water with some sock juice in it.
Which is gross.
You're going to get athlete's throat.
Ew, yeah. That's disgusting. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I might get athlete's throat. That was good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are wrapping up our chug wheel game. We lost to Big John. I knew he was going to do that to us. Mm-hmm. But Graham's name was chosen to spin. He had the option to make me take his chug for him. It landed on dealer's choice, and he picked brew from the... Socceroo. And he is going to be chugging this one himself.
Yeah, I made
Explain what this is.
So the other day, this video went viral of a woman saying you could clean your underwear in a hotel coffee maker. You just put your underwear in there and run a, you know.
Brew it.
And just brew it, and the hot water will clean your undies. And I put that on the chug wheel last week, and I brewed my undies, and the ladies here all threatened to quit the show, and they got HR, and they got the boss involved, and it was a whole thing. And now after my workplace training that I took, sensitivity training
Thank
and all
you
the things,
for that.
I had to take that one off the wheel.
You deserve that.
So this week I put brew from my soccer ruse on the wheel. I brewed my socks in there because I feel like that was better, right? It's a little bit better, right?
Mm. No.
It's still disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, so I brewed it up.
It looks really cloudy.
I feel like I need to shake this. There's some like stuff floating around in
there. That's disgusting.
So disgusting.
I need to like shake it or something. It looks gross.
Wait,
the water is not clear. Let's put it that way. And there's some stuff in there.
Ew. All right, pour it into the chug mug.
I'm just trying to figure out what that is. You think that's pieces of my socks in there?
I think so. There's and like, other...
It's hard to see, but there's like They look like fibers.
By the way, we are live on Instagram.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
we're live
that's
on Instagram.
Right.
JV Morning Show.
Join us, JV Morning Show.
So you can see what this looks like.
Oh, Jess is the one pointing out that I didn't finish the last drop of the thing. That's a full chug right there.
All right.
I feel like that needs to go under a microscope. Like,
ew.
I don't think you want to see that under a microscope. A lot of things would be swimming around alive in there. All right, let's get it over with. Let's get this chug. I chose this life.
All right.
Ready?
Go for it. You're sick.
Oh, it does smell rather musty.
Ew.
That's
so
gross.
Nasty.
Do you think I'm going to get athlete's throat?
Yes, definitely. 100%. Go.
Chug.
He's going for it. He's doing it. I feel like this isn't fair because he enjoys his own, like.
Yeah, I watched this little.
Look at that. It was nothing. It was nothing.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Itchy?
Not yet. It doesn't taste good, I'll tell you that much.
So you didn't do it, but what does it taste like?
It tastes like the smell of an old coffee machine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not good.
Is there any hint of socks in there at all?
I can't tell. Mm. Stale tasting. It's very stale.
Okay, that's what I would expect.
I'm glad I didn't drink that.
I'm fine.
That is gross.
Totally
all right.
Fine.
Well, good job, Graham.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So insiders are saying that Timothy Chalamet is ruining his chances of winning an Oscar this weekend.
What's Timmy doing?
I'm about to tell you. Did you guys even know the Oscars are on Sunday?
No. Not on my radar.
Well, now you do. They're on Sunday. Timothy is nominated in the Best Actor category, but sources are saying that he's damaged his chances of winning because of a lot of the negative public attention that he's been receiving recently. The most recent thing to happen, in case you haven't seen any of this online, he was talking about his efforts to preserve cinema and acting and movie making, and he called out opera and ballet as being irrelevant art forms that nobody cares about anymore. And people got very, very upset.
Yeah, the backlash.
There was a lot of backlash.
Yep.
That's combined with his high-profile romance with Kylie Jenner. You know, people just, they've kind of viewed him a certain way just based off that. So it's all of this, and there's been some other things. They think that he's just ruining his chances of actually becoming one of the greats and being able to win an Academy Award.
But who you're dating and your views on the ballet should have nothing to do with
it
your achievements on screen,
not.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But and like his take on the ballet, like, is it that controversial?
No, it's accurate.
Wow. Wow, said by Selena. At Selena on air. Please direct all backlash hate to there.
Thank
and
you. On threads.
I care more about movies than that.
But that doesn't mean you have my to opinion. Put the other, you know, art forms down.
Yeah.
Like, that's still, it still takes a lot of time, a lot of effort.
Talent.
You know, talent, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it was very unnecessary to put that down to bring his.
And that's how a lot of people feel. Like, it was just a jerk move.
Yeah.
You know, it just, it makes you look like you just have a huge ego.
It was, I mean, it did.
Like, just shut up.
And also, it's like, okay, just because you're not a fan doesn't mean everybody else is like, who cares about that?
But
although
just,
Selena obviously agrees.
I wonder if the backlash would have happened regardless, if that's just one of those things like you don't say at all, but we're all allowed to be fans of different things. If somebody is like, Selena's like, I don't like watching hockey. Oh, there's not some like uproar. Ah, what? How could you besmirch the great name of a sport? You know, like, it's just not for you.
Right,
if he doesn't want to watch
saying
ballet
that
or whatever.
Is different than calling it irrelevant.
Yeah. I know.
But he should have just worded it differently. I know what he meant, but he didn't say that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But even, I would wonder if he had worded it differently, if even then the backlash, like, I'm not a fan of that.
Mean.
I wonder if he still would have gotten
100%. People would have came for him anyways.
He should have just kept his mouth shut.
Yeah. Did you hear about who Tom Brady was seen getting close to?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Yael Cohen Braun?
Huh?
Maybe saying her name wrong. This is Scooter Braun's ex-wife.
Ooh.
They were spotted at a party together this week, canoodling. They eventually left together. Why does any of this matter? Because bro code, bro. Tom and Scooter seem to be friends.
Really?
Remember they were hanging out in Venice last summer for Jeff Bezos' wedding, and it was Tom, Scooter, and Orlando Bloom. They were like three peas in a pod.
I didn't remember Scooter was in that mix.
He was in that mix.
Okay.
Scooter now, sources are saying that he's completely unbothered by them dating because Tom's a good guy. You know, it's got to sting a little bit.
Yeah.
It's got to sting a little bit.
Imagine any of our exes, you know, somebody that you break up with and they go on to date somebody
cooler,
ultra famous,
more richer, better looking,
ultra famous, you would feel some type of way.
I'd hate it. It would
kill
me. Grammy, what do you have?
Exciting news, you guys. After having to scrub a recent launch attempt last month due to some hydrogen and helium leaks, NASA says they fixed those and they have a new launch date to send some astronauts back to the moon. Well, sorry, around the moon. This launch will sort of be like a warm-up for when we actually try to put people back on the moon in 2028. They said they might want to do it
for the first time
a couple times, which is more than 50 years since the last time we went. I'm using air quotes around the word went there. I'm kidding. But again, this would just be like a flyby by the moon. They want to like fly by and like check it out. Like, what's up, moon? Whoa, cool. But we haven't even done that in over 50 years. So they want to just like do a little bit of a flyby, like check it out, make sure the moon's still there, everything's cool down there before we actually like go and send some people. Again, they're targeting one, maybe even two lunar landings in 2028. The Artemis II rocket, the one that's just going to do like the flyby and say what's up to the moon, that one could happen as early as April 1st, pending, you know, weather and things like that. And it will have four astronauts on board. So like four people are going to get to do a moon flyby.
Mm. That's kind of cool.
Would you moon the moon when you?
Oh, okay, yeah. No, yeah.
When you flew by the moon?
You have to.
I thought it's that was astronaut protocol.
Would you, Graham?
Oh, of course. But if my spacesuit allowed for it, of course.
Right.
Because, like, the diapers, the space diapers and stuff.
Yeah, like, it's just too much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lloyd from Fremont. And Graham, you're the man. You're the best. I was kind of wanted Selena to do the chugging today, but yeah, it's all right. So I'm going to miss you guys for the next 3 weeks as I'm going to be on vacation in the Philippines. But tell you what, I'm going to try to listen to you guys. Hopefully the app works there. And if it works there, I'm going to leave you a message. See you guys. Happy Friday.
Oh, bye-bye. Have a nice trip. Yeah. Wow. And the app does work there. Works everywhere. It does.
Yeah. So please continue to listen to us if you can. Appreciate that. And love to hear a talk back about your time in the Philippines. And I appreciate the kind words at the start of that talk back where you said Graham is the man. I can't remember why, but like, you know, I appreciated that.
All right. It's Friday mornings. Chidi, who's in with us Fridays, obviously, she tweets a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Wow, it's been a minute since I went to Costco. Missed that place.
You guys, I love Costco.
What do you get at Costco? Why are you
free
always there?
Free samples. They have a food court. Like, there's just so much stuff.
Do you go
stuff.
Just for that? You won't even, like, buy stuff? You'll go just to eat?
I mean, I'll buy stuff.
Like, which, I mean, I've done that before. I mean, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
I mean, I would go to Costco, but it is, like, to get something. And then I just love being there while I'm there.
Chidi and I are like the Costco fans. Yeah. We're the Costco stands on the JV show.
I love
show.
Costco too. I just haven't been in so long because I never renewed my membership. And I was like, well, I just can't go back. And I just have, and it's been years. I just haven't gone.
And all that awesomeness just happening without you. I think I'm going to, I'm inspired, Chidi. I think I'm going to go today. The one thing that bugs me about Costco, and Chidi, let me know if you experienced this, and Selena, maybe you've experienced as well, is when most people go up and down almost every aisle, right?
Yeah, because
you're like, just in case. Sometimes they move stuff around, so you go up there, and inevitably you get into a loop pattern with somebody else. So you go loop around one way, and they loop around, and then you pass each other in mid
aisle,
and it just happens over and over and over again. Do you acknowledge? Because sometimes people acknowledge you, like, oh, good to see you again, and then you loop again, and you keep crossing paths every time. It's very awkward. I don't like it. Do you guys have you guys ever experienced the Costco aisle awkwardness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me crazy.
Haven't we all? Yeah.
Sometimes I skip a whole aisle, and then I lay awake at night like, what was in that aisle? But I skipped it just so I didn't have to cross those people again because it was too awkward.
I'll give it a glance. Like, I don't really need, like, whatever's down their toilet stuff or whatever. So I'm just going to skip that to avoid that person.
Try to get out of their cycle.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I hate it when I like cycle up with somebody.
Cycle sisters.
My dog is over here sniffing flowers with bees. Sir, get out of there.
I love my dog, but taking him on walks.
What's his name?
Kanga. Yeah, Kanga. He's so cute. But taking him on walks, he wants to stop and sniff everything. And I'm trying to be more open to it because this is their social media. This gets him to sniff, you know, other dogs' business and stuff. But he keeps going to, like, where the bees are. And I'm highly allergic.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
I'm sorry to laugh. It's just a funny situation.
Oh. Wait, better question.
Yeah.
Is that dead possum still outside of your house?
It was. I don't know if it's disintegrated yet, but it was still there. A couple
little skeletons still laying there.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's sad. That's so
it
gross.
It never got its proper burial and goodbye.
Yeah, Chidi, you were supposed to do right by it, bury it.
No, I asked somebody else to do it.
The family is still searching for that possum.
Yeah, they're looking for closure. Right, the possum family is looking for closure.
Like that, that's so sad. What if I had kids?
Well, yeah. They weren't looking for him.
There are little signs up. Like missing.
Yeah.
Missing posters. Yeah.
Have you seen my mom possum?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, that's so sad.
That
reward.
Is so sad.
Yeah. The reward.
R.I.P.
Stupid. Have the fattest headache of my life. Drank water, so it's not that. So I really don't know. Ever pinpoint the source of the fattest headache of your life?
I think it's because I was low on caffeine. I think that's what it was.
Low on caffeine,
yeah, no,
like it's gas
thing.
In your
that's
car.
A real thing,
that's
though.
A real thing. So then you have to drink a Celsius or something.
Because after caffeine, I was fine. See? Oh.
How many, Chidi, you work at Dutch Bros? Yeah. You want to shout out the location, the time you're going to be working today?
It's next to Walmart in Dixon, California. On your way to SAC. And 3 to 9:15, just FYI.
3 to 9:15 today. If you
why
go
the 15? Why not just like 3 to 9?
I don't know. They put me to 9. They put me 9:15. I'm not sure.
So my question is, and go say hi to Chidi if you're in the area. You get a map. Try to find where Dixon is. Do you drink coffee nonstop there?
All the time. It's free. I'm always making myself a drink. Drinking cold brews. Energy drinks. Everything.
So when you're running low on caffeine, you're running low on caffeine. That's a real thing for you.
Yeah.
Dang.
And mind you, I only drank one cup of caffeine, like coffee that day. So from here.
This coffee doesn't do anything.
Yeah, no.
So,
that tracks
the headache.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze in one more.
I get on here and Prove are already spoiling Bridgerton. It just came out. Relax. Prove?
That was a typo.
What was it supposed to say?
People, I guess. I don't know.
People are already spoiling Bridgerton. Is the season done now?
The season is done.
Have you watched every last episode?
Every last episode. Loved it.
Was this your favorite season?
No, it was not my favorite season. But
you tweeted last week that it was your favorite season. And you cried a bunch of times.
I did cry. I do think there was like another season that was better than this season. But this season was pretty good, in my opinion.
I've never seen a single episode
of
Bridgerton.
You should watch it. I think you
can. I just know for a fact I will not be able to get into it.
I've seen most of them. Selena, I think you would. It's like a corny, erotic. Steamy romance novel. Like, it's
erotic. Okay, I'm in. That's the only thing she has to say about it. It's erotic.
It's erotic.
Oh my gosh.
Chidi.
This is a family show, Chidi.
But that's why we love her.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.